So we have been doing our Isser Dovel. So what they did of Isser Dovel is if you have a piece of meat, say, and then there's a non-kosher fat that's attached to it, so to say it's one unit of fat and one unit of meat, and then there are 59 units of kosher. And it's cooked in the pot. So ostensibly, I would have thought that there's 59, say, corn. So that's mitzaref to the one unit of meat that's kosher. And I have 60, and that should be good. So, but the Issa Dovuk says no. That since it's Dovuk, it's not going to spread the same. And the piece of of meat is going to be the piece of meat is going to be usher, even though it's shishim. But since the piece of meat is dovok, that's going to be usher, and it's going to become chatik and asas devela. And then you're going to need shishim, keneged, a piece of fat and meat. And then, so in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says in page 16. Sani Beis, Yeshom, the Rebbeinu B'chol Yisurim, Chaticha Nasir B'veilo, V'chein Amirin Koshu V'eil L'chanon, the Davke, Ima Yisur Dovog B'chaticha Seter, V'sha Chaticha Kula Chutz L'rotiv, etc. So that is the concept of Isser Dovuk. So, as we said, the Prima Gadim gives two reasons. One reason of Isser Dovuk is because maybe it doesn't go equally b'shove. Usually the Tam is b'smashet with all the chatichas. But if it's Dovuk to one, then it won't be b'smashet b'shove. Or maybe there's a gzera, and maybe since it's dovok, so maybe this piece of meat, which was attached to the fat, was together in another pot, just those two alone, and it got acid from that without the 59 of the other. And since it's dovok, it can go together someplace else. And if you look at the Taz here on page 20 in the Mishpat Zohar, he says, Hineba is a dovok, he's based to Amin. There are two reasons. Echmod, the Mahal of Lo Yoser. In other words, whatever is attached is going to be Balei Yoser, and it's not going to be equally spread out. And Bey, Sheva Pamachas, Chutz L'Rotev, or maybe it was together Chutz L'Rotev, or it was in a different pot. So if it's just a suffix, so if it's an Issa Daraisa, then we have to be machmir according to the second reason. If it's a Rabbanon, like Dam Shabishlo, so if you have the heart that's attached to a piece of meat, so the heart is only the Rabbanon, which is Dam, it's Dam Shabishlo. So if the reason is because of Mahal of Loa, so that's going to be the same over here as well. But if it's also the din of maybe it was together with a piece of meat in a different pot, so that's a suffix. But this is only a din the Rabbanim was Dam Shabishlo. Then he says, what if it's not really attached? Say you have like kreplach. You have something that's totally encased. The non-kosher meat is encased in the, like a piece of kreplach with dough, or like a pierogi that has something inside. So he says, there it's not Shaykh but Mahel of Loa. And he writes it here as well. One second. He writes this here, page 21. The Taz, he says it again. In a Torah custom, Yeshua Mashim, Halev Dovok Ba'of, Nerasa Devela. Tzach Shishim Neged Kulo. Avon Ahimim, Yeshua Mashim, Shem Nishal Vavad Rotev. Then he says, "Duh." But the Dar Anus, the Anus of him is a Dovakish, no based on it. There's two reasons. Echa the Chatik Zom, the Meheris of Loa Yoser. That's one reason that it's a Meheris of Loa Yoser. Rabbe Yishem, Aisha Pamach, Aschus, the Rotev. Aisha Aschatis, then Echa. It's a, yeah, well, but then he has a thing, Moshe Kosovo, but didn't be like Betarnagolas. Let's see, one second. So the kids are by an issue of the Rabbanan, then we can be more make of a point to the reason that it's a chashash. Yeah, take a look in the on page 22. With page 22 on the bottom of the right side. You have a piece of meat in the kreploch, so it's basically a piece of meat that's encased in dough. Shabotzek mekivu kol tzare. So it's sort of the shar neged also chaticha botzek olav. In other words, we say so. Say you have the dough. It's and the meat is encased in the dough, and then it's cooked. Say 1 unit of meat, 1 unit of dough, and 59 more of corn. So is that asur or mutter? Do we say that the dough becomes nevela like a regular issur dovok or not? Here's former dovok mam sheev shel rotev because lotzi template the sachboski between the kibbol and the tich grebel of the gnesra. In other words, over here you could say that the dough became asur. Because it's no way this is going to go. Have to go through the dough. It's a piece of meat. It's all surrounded, and then it's going to be a chaticha nasa levelos. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's not natural. It's not like the piece of fat that's connected to the meat that's naturally connected. Here, you artificially made this encasing. Well, then we'll call shame betolda. Maybe if it's not told to me, it's not created that way, then it's not going to have an isadavuk. Because maybe the whole idea of, that it goes there more is only if it's connected with told them. But if it's just you made it a fake thing, you made it up, you put dough around it. So that's not what told us. So then maybe it's going to go through, it's going to penetrate, and it'll go equally. And then it's not going to be nas in the veil if you have one unit of meat, one unit of dough, and 59 more kosher. It'll just go through. And the dough will be just part of the heter. And it'll start with 59 of the corn. It'll be fine. Maybe the concept that it only it's going to affect the fat will affect the piece of meat, and it'll oser it, even if there's more. That's only by something that naturally was connected. This is all within the svara that it doesn't spread equally. According to the svara that it might have been together, so that's a different svara. Because that's a chashash, the Rabbanan, and if here it's an Issa d'oraisa, so it should be Osir. That's another shaila. Is this a dovah only by natural things, or it's even by things that are not naturally connected? That's what he writes here. Chavos Das on page 23. Ayin Taz. B'mochus she'evshel wrote it. Nira davke shu dovek betolda. Das nechshon l'chol l'chaticha achas. Meheres l'vola. B'mochus she'evshel wrote it. B'lovo yinach ha'chol matzav l'shishim. B'ogorom yidofal iso l'chaticha, etc. So maybe it's only betolda. Chim b'lev ha'dovek, etc. So those are the two issues of whether it was betolda or versus was natural or unnatural. That might be make a difference if you hold it with my little blower and it's not going to be spread equally. So then maybe that's only if it's naturally connected. And then the chashash that maybe was together with that piece of the meat and the chalim were together someplace else previously. That's only by the siddaraisa that we're going to be machmir misafir. Maybe it wasn't together. So these are the discussion of these things. Okay, so examples, but that's the basic idea here of the Isidore. Okay, so now we start packet 32. That's the last packet of our list. So the Gemara says in Psachim, Amarav, Basar Shkuta Shamit Shatzolom Basar Deveil Kochosh. So the first part of the thing is the discussion of Recha. Recha means that you have two things in the oven at the same time. So we assume that the particles, if the old Recha Milsa means that the particles of one that's Aser will go to the other one in Aser. If you hold Recha Milsa. So take a look here at the Rambam. Page 7. That's Vavlam. Ain't so in Basar Shchuta in Basar Deveila. You can't roast in the same oven kosher meat and Deveila meat. Even though they're not touching, why? Because so you shouldn't do the chatchilos. But if you did it, the particles are going to be too insignificant, and it's going to be bottom. That's the whether Recha Milsa or Recha La Milsa. In other words, was the Let's see. Yeah, if you look at in the Torah here on page 10, the Kufkas, there's Rachel Issoshim's Arif Behetaka Basadevela, you have Basadevela, the two things were being roasted in the same oven. Rav says it's Aser, Recha Milsa. Levi. Sorry. Pasuk Rashi Kalevi Dishari. That's Mutzah. Hey, cousin Baal has good also. Rabbi Tam Pasuk Rav, the Osir. The Rashmas. So the, Bach says it's this whole machlokes is only lechatchila, only b'diavad rather. Lechatchila, everyone agrees we shouldn't do it. So that's just been in Shulchan Aruch, page 12. Ain't solim b'osar kasher ibosin avelah. Shul behemet tamei Torah afal pishe don't give zeb zeb. If shalom haris a mutter, a few haisa a sur shmein harmen b'tas, but it's mutter with the evidence. So the Shach says the reich alav milsi. The reich alav milsa, but the chathili you should be choshet the reich is milsa. So what's the machlokes? I mean, if you look in the Gemara on page one, I involve them now, the Amara, also Shkuta, Shamash, and Slom, was in the Veil Chochosh. So the person is, but you say, Rechel of Milsing. So that's what the Rambam paskens, that the chachili should do it, even though b'diavad reicha is lav milsa. Now, what's the pshat? Why is Reich Alav Milsa? So the Ram says on page five, the top line on the left, Shmei Ekan B'Mashal Shalusa, Kevin Shmei Pidun Zeh, Reich Alav Alav Klokum. You don't have the mamashos, you just have reichel. So it's still in significance. And the other person says reichel milsa. So Rambam says we pass in that reichel lav milsa, but he should not do it. Okay, so that's if you have the two things in the oven at the same time. Okay, that's the next question. is the question of Zayin. So that there is a famous Mishnah in Machshirin. So what's the deal in Machshirin? In order for Ochel to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to have come in contact with liquid. And then even if the liquid dried up, it's still Hochsha. And once it's Hochsha, now it can be Mekabel Tumah. Right? And if Zayin Mahashkin, Yad Shoch Adam is the way to remember it. Yad Shoch Adam, so Yud is what? Yayin, Dalet, Rosh, Shin, Shemin, Kalaf, Tes, Tal, Dam, Dalet is Dam. The other one was Dvash, and this is Dachu. And yeah. Right. Yad Shoch Adam. There's far, I'm not sure who the original source of this. The Kornfeld wrote this, I think maybe there's an Or Yerushalayim Torah journal that had this word. Again, I'm not sure who the original person was, but each brought down that. Someone brings it down, that each of these represents a different Jewish holiday. Yom Tov. Yayin? Purim. Purim. Dalet, Vash, Rosh Hashanah. Shachat, Shin, Shevet, Ches, Chalav, Shavuos. Tess, Tal, Pesach, and Dam, Dalet is Dam. Yom Kippur is the, you know, the spirits of the blood, and then Mayim is. Okay, so the Mishnah here in Machshirin page 17 says Merchatz Tameach. Say you have a bathhouse that the water's tameh. And then it produces condensation, Zaya. Merchatz Tamei and Zayasa Tamei. If the Merchatz is Tamei, then when you have a real bathhouse, it's going to be steaming, right? So then the Zaya is going to be so if the water's Tamei, so then it say, and then that water goes all around, and then you have to bring an apple inside the, so there's going to be steam all around. So now it's going to be machshir the apple, because the zeya of the, it's hot water, that's right, that's being causing all the steam. So say you don't put the apple in the hot water, you just bring it into the room where there's steam. So it's going to be machshir the apple, and then right away it's going to be metame the apple. This is the water's tame, so the two things are going to happen simultaneously. That the apple is going to be machshir, and then right away it's going to be metame it, because it's the water's tame. So yes, it's me. Utahora, back to Rosh Hashanah, Mizeis Merchatz Tahora. But say you have Tahor water, B'chiyutan. So if it's a Tahara water, then see, the pasuk says Yutan Zera, I'll close, I'll close Zera. So then it's going to just make it Puchshar, then it's not Tummy yet, because the water wasn't Tummy, it'll become Tummy subsequently if something Tummy gets on it. So what do you see over here? That if you need liquid to make something Tummy, to mash or something for Tumma, well, you don't need even the liquid. Even the Zeya of the liquid is considered like the liquid. So that's the source that's brought down. Let's say you have the famous case is the you have a pot of milk and steaming, and then you have a salami hanging from the ceiling. And if the salami is hanging long enough, at the time that the milk, okay, there's the steam from the milk goes up to the salami, it's still going to be hot, then the salami is going to be aser because there's a bliya of chalav in the baser. And that the Chumash Harash learns that out from what? From this Mishnah in Machshir. Let's see on page 18. Yichya. Well, what was the famous tshuva the Rosh wrote on Chol HaMoed Pesach? He says, I usually don't write on Chol HaMoed, but I think this is so important, I'm going to write. So the tshuva of the Rosh is about what? If normally, if you say Mashiv HaRuch, Rei Nagashem, in the summer, you don't know, say. But maybe if it's a community that needs rain, or talabat or whatever, it is even in the summer, so it's not a simukloa, then it would be okay. So he says, hey, I'm writing that on Chol HaMoed Pesach, because I guess that's when it came up. Now we start saying, either we don't say anything, we say it's saying word at all. You say Mardagosha, Mashivra in the summer, so that might be a Sim Club. But he says, but if the country needs it, then it's not a Sim Club, then you wouldn't have to be go back. That's the famous Shulchan Aruch. There's you have a pot, a milk pot. You perform the is lamata bekira tachas kdeirish. So, could you put a milk pot that has milk in it? Could you put it underneath a fleishik pot? Nirulisha usher filled with the even though there's no milk that's getting on the fleishik pot, but it's the zeya of the milk. It's not having raised enough shirin. Mechans to meya, ziyasa to meya. The Torah of the Utan. Rechash of Bais, of Bais, Mazia, etc. So this is the discussion of the ovens. Because maybe if you use an oven, something and then the zeya comes up into the ceiling of the oven, and then when you're going to use it the next time, say within 24 hours, then the zeya of this food is going to go up and then bring down the zeya from the that was previously there. So it was the previous inflation, now it's milchit. So the milchit is going to take the inflation zeya and bring it down and answer the food. Or But then he says, Omnum, fourth line in page 18. Tzarech leida yikudero sachas mekabela zeyach. V'shem echom harasicha sheba makhafta mekabela zeyach. There was maybe, and this Rebbe, but see in Vosder, has a nice tshuva on this. This was Vosder's son. So see in Vosder says, but the Rush says here that if it's too hot, then it's going to burn up. It's not going to be Mekabel Hazeah. Shem Echum Persicha Sheba Makafta Mekabel Hazeah. As Rav Nachman said to me, he thinks, and the same note to what Rav Ben-Zion Vosser says, Rav said to me, the proof that there's no Zeya in the ovens today, and you don't have to worry about it, is because there's no condensation on the ceiling of the oven after you cook, even when you cook soup. Why? Because the heat is so hot that it, midway it already burns up. Because if it would be still, I mean, liquidy on the top because of the condensation, then that meant there is Zeh on the top. But there is none. And that's what Rabbi pointed out to me. And that's what Ben-Zion Vosser's true with it. I think somebody was packing. That there's no Zeh in our ovens, was what Ben-Zion said.
Because we
would say
because you look at it after
you're
done cooking.
Because the Rosh says, the Rosh is Mechadish's Nidav Zeya, from based on the Mishnah Machshirin. But the Rosh says, but if it's very hot, then maybe it's time to call it Tuna, Nidav Zeya. Because he says, Tzarech leida yikudero sachas mekabel zeyah, shem echol ma'arsich shemo ma'akavta mekabel zeyah. Maybe the heat stops the zeyah from coming up. And therefore there was no condensation, so there's no zeyah.
Maybe he's right, it doesn't hang around there because it's smaller.
Well, if it's, in other words, you need it to be out to lettuce, but if it gets too hot, then it'll burn up midway, and that's it. So it doesn't mean that, it mean, but if you would have taka, a fleishik, a milk, and then fleishik right on top of it, so it doesn't have to go all the way up, it just has to go into the next pot. So that could be a problem. But if it has to go all the way to the top, and then the next time when you put the next food item in, it's also going to have to go all the way to the top and then bring it down past the food of the kli itself.
We're worried that if it goes up, it would physically take the condensation and come back down. I mean, it has to be there the next time you go. I thought it was that it's getting
in. First, it's going to go in, right? But then the word is that the next time that you let it stay there. But the next time you cook within 24 hours, then the next food item you make is going to also send up Zaya, and then bring down the Zaya from the previous cooking.
So I guess I didn't understand Rebbe's comment, Rebbe was saying with the condensation, because I thought we were speaking about that the Zeya is going into the walls of the oven. So I guess why does it matter if there's condensation on the outside of the oven?
Because the condensation shows you that the Zeya went to the top.
But if it's not there, that doesn't mean that it's going to get into the walls, so.
No, but if it was there, then you would still see the moisture right after.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, if the steam came to the top, it'll be liquidy on the top. But if the steam, if it's dry, that's an indication that it was so hot that the steam, which has a liquidy component, burned up, you know, midway, somewhere on the way, on its descent to the top of the oven.
So if you have a hood, wouldn't this create like issues?
If you have what?
A hood.
A hood.
Yeah, like being on top of the, if you're cooking on top of the oven, you know, it's old, right? And then you have the Zer going up, but it's, you know, taking an insult between Melchitz and Pleshitz. Once would that be an issue?
Yes, so if you have a hood, so the question is, did it get up to the hood? And the question is the hood, or is it going to just burn up in midair? Or maybe not burn up, but you have to check the metzis. I think the way Aram said to the Aram said that it could be a potential problem. But if it's not yet, so let us know when it hits to the top, then there's no problem. Or even if it is yet, so let us know, but it's too hot, yeah, that it got burned up, it also will be a problem. So you have to see as a metzis.
Sort of this in that way.
Yeah, so the microwaves could be a different question because maybe microwaves will get as hot, so maybe it'll be. But you have to see next time you use the microwave, what did you see if there's condensation there? Okay.
Then there's thing that if there's condensation, does that work for liquid water and pressure microwave that when the steam gets to the.
Yeah, so that's what you have to see. What's the disease? But check it out. Don't burn yourself.
Does Rebbe have microwave?
We do, actually. But we cover. Just...
Everything.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's just my wife, but she covers. She covers, so maybe one of them. I don't think I ever used it. But not from the cooking kitchen. Some people cook, some people eat. So that's the truth of Harash. So others are machmir. Reb Moshe was very machmir on. Then there's a tshuva here. Reb Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva, etc. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I will do, hopefully, I have a bris in the, there's a bris, Rabbi Rapp is making a bris for his grandchild, but that's here. But the bris I have in the five towns, Be'ez Hashem, Moshe Blank. Yeah. So he's making. So hopefully, should be back now this year at 10 o'clock. That'll be, hopefully, we'll finish up. And I wish we so then, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Bechina, we'll have the Monday week. Officially, Yisro Chag is on Wednesday, and Thursday officially is the day that people are coming back. Officially. But I'll keep that at the Chazara day. And then we'll have the Bechina on Monday, following Monday, after Pesach. And then we'll start Pesach B'chol. Do I remember when the last Bechina, what was up to? I leave that to what it falls. Tals will tell you exactly. Nice and even, but I tell you, it's good. So over Yontif, over Chol Moed, you know, if you do a little bit every day, you know, you'll chaza. I know Yontif is not always the easiest time. You'll have people around, a lot of things going on, but you know, you have Shabbos Chol Moed, you have a little bit here.
That's good.
Okay, let's go. You remember Tuchman, right? Moshe Tuchman has to say to you. And,
what is it?
Hey, Thank you.
Was this already the new zoo? Did someone switch over?
No.
There was just someone who was hanging out there.
Yeah.